Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Oh, we are so on to Cincinnati with drama, new babies, Drake storylines, and possible Big Joe returns, and so much more. Stephon Diggs is a new dad. Screamin' A is making a whole lot of nothing, making a whole lot of something out of nothing involving Drake and Cam Newton. Oh, Cameron Jarrell, what have you done? Plus, is Joe going to burrow his way off the injured list and back onto the field in time to take on the hottest quarterback in the NFL? Suddenly, this is a big one in the Natty this coming Sunday. Fitzy and Mego here to kick things off with the Six Ring Style, and in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com to go behind enemy lines and see what's up with the Bengals. Here we go. It's time for the big weekly preview, Six Ring Style.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Win it on three. One, two, three. Win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
Hannah with a good block. Look at Roman. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hannah.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Do you look at that stuff? Have you ever looked at that stuff?
No, you know, I just hope to be at the top and wins. That's the biggest thing. I'm just trying to, you know, win, and I think, you know, other stuff, you know, comes, you know, after that. And part of the reason probably am because we haven't had a bye yet. Really just focus on, you know, one week at a time. And I think a lot of, you know, players on this team are doing great things to help me, and our defense is playing great. So it's been fun. We got to keep going.
There he is, Grandpa Drake, as he calls himself, the man who goes to bed every night at 8:30 with his young bride, who has become a bit of a TikTok sensation thanks to the rabid fandom of Patriots Nation in recent weeks. I got to tell you, as Fitzy and Mego kick things off here on the Six Rings and Football Things preview of Patriots and Bengals, we, you know, Mego, with each and every interview, with each and every sound bite, I know it's such a homer honk thing to say, like at this point, like everybody, I mean, he's becoming a national, if not global phenom over the course of this spectacular sophomore season of his, but I'm a bigger fan of Drake's each and every week. Like, he just is who he is, which is what makes that whole non-controversy to me of, you know, did he understand, you know, why Cam Newton called the team fool's gold? And he's like, oh, shoot, I don't even know what show he's on. He doesn't. I literally think that Drake May, in case everyone doesn't know, we talked to him about it on Monday. Cam Newton said the Patriots were fool's gold, that they're like middle of the mall jewelry. Like, it's all fake. It's a big veneer. Like, they're a product of the schedule. And when we asked Drake about it on WEI on Monday, he's like, I don't even know what show he's on. Do you want to know why? Because the kid gets up, has breakfast cereal, kisses his wife goodbye, goes to work, works out, and doesn't sit around like losers like the rest of us watching ESPN for a hot takes about Drake.
Hand to God, I didn't know what show he was on.
I didn't even know. I thought Cam was a special guest. I didn't even know that he was freaking
on you. I don't know. Everybody has like three or four shows, unless you're a huge star like Stephen A. or Pat McAfee. In this media ecosystem, isn't everyone on like three shows? So I didn't know what show it came from. I knew it came from ESPN. But I don't think he was trying to be disrespectful. I understand from their perspective why it would feel that way. But he's a 23-year-old kid. He's probably not engaging in any of this unless his coaches put it in front of him to say, hey, this is how something you said came off, or this is, you know, bulletin board material. Right. Or he's coming across it on his phone. And again, I don't know. I think it is a big nothing burger, but I also love it for you guys.
Like, yeah, it's a big nothing burger.
Marketing for you.
Served with not a fries on the. Oh, it's great for us because, you know, on Thursday, the show itself didn't get name checked. But, you know, that question. And the non-controversy with former Patriots legend Cam Newton, who, by the way, Drake May admitted on our station that his favorite player growing up was Cam Newton because he grew up in the Charlotte area and Cam was his hero. And then when I forget what the reason was or why that particular. Oh, it was when they played Carolina. When Drake May ran a touchdown in, he struck the Cam Newton Superman celly as a tribute to his guy. Mm-hmm. And so then. Cam Newton was never coming at Drake. He never said Drake was fool's gold. So everyone needs to like relax with Cam Newton.
I don't know, Fitzy, because a couple weeks before Cam Newton had said that basically, I think he was trying to say, like, I'm paraphrasing here because it was a few weeks ago, that Drake May is not him yet, is not Josh Allen yet. He only beat Josh Allen once. So he hasn't taken that mantle won the belt. And it's like, okay, at that time I thought Cam Newton is trying to play the heel role, which we're familiar with. And I are usually on the opposite side of the person who's turned heel. And that's a role that you need in media, and it's fun. And everybody kind of like understands what's going on there. But then doubling down with the fool's gold stuff, like, are the Patriots a little bit fool's gold?
Well, that's the question I would like to get to, actually.
Yes, they are. They are in the sense that they've only really proven themselves twice.
But they have passed those tests, though.
Opportunity that they've had.
Right. They've had two big opportunities. You know, Carolina's better than advertised, and they whooped up on them, but it was earlier in the year. Patriots did beat Buffalo in Buffalo, and Buffalo is proving a bit more mortal than anticipated now, especially coming off the defensive beatdown that the Texans handed them on Thursday Night Football. They go on the road. They beat the Buccaneers. Like, it's just a big sea of mediocre. Like, the parity has come to the surface in the NFL. This is the most parity riddled year that I can ever remember, where all those two and even three lost teams, none of them look dominant. None of them look invincible. I don't even know if there really should be a Super Bowl favorite. Maybe it's the Eagles just because they return as champs and they have fortified that defense something special. But otherwise, like, there's 8-9 teams that you could just put inside the bingo wheel, spin it, reach inside, and then ta-da, there's your new champ.
And I think, like, when we talk about the fool's gold conversation, you think back to the 2019 Patriots with the most miserable 8-0 quarterback that we ever did see with Tom Brady. And that was like true fool's gold, right? Because there were a lot of things on that they saw at the beginning of that schedule that were then later exposed that they were covering up. I don't really feel that way with this team. Like, they continue to play mostly well week to week through these wins. They take naps, as Mike Vrabel says, but it's
No naps.
Well, they do take naps, though. I mean, we saw a big nap in the whole second half of the Saints game. We see naps.
Big nap in the second half of the Falcons game, Megan.
Yeah, so we've seen these naps happen. But I don't think that there's like a major piece of them that hasn't been exposed. I think that they do have weaknesses, like you said, like every team this year. But it's not like, when I say there is some truth to the fool's gold stuff, the schedule is the schedule. Like, the league made them this schedule. It's a soft set schedule. You can't argue against that.
They were a last place team. What do you expect?
But they've beaten the two great teams that they've seen on the road, and they do deserve credit for that.
How about this right here? We've gotten some great comments from our live viewers across social media as we record the latest edition of Fitz and Wit, a.k.a. Six Rings of Football Things, which, by the way, Mego, with each and every podcast, we inch just a little closer. And I don't want to, you know, put the freaking duck boats before the horse here. We inch a little closer to maybe having to consider renaming the podcast, just like I'm sure Mr. Kraft has called the construction company just to check in advance on what it's going to cost him to have to put up seven banners in the end zone and do another demo job in Gillette Stadium. It'd probably be cheaper to just blow up the stadium and build a new one if they win another Super Bowl. It is a reality. Pete Austin, 53-27. It's good to be fool's gold if everything else is scrap iron.
I don't know which one actually holds more value. So
I don't.
I have to check in on my precious metals.
Speaking of naps, Joe Kocha, our pal who runs a great podcast as well, Cam Newton took a nap instead of jumping on that fumble that time. Super Bowl 50 also played in Santa Clara, where Super Bowl 60 will be played in just a couple of months. Let's get to that question real quick, because unfortunately we didn't get to it enough yesterday on the afternoon show because there was all the hype and hoopla and Cam Newton and screaming and you know, whatever. It was ridiculous. But do we think that the Patriots are fool's gold? And when you say that, Kubik, Zirconi, et cetera, like, they might not be an absolute powerhouse. They might not be invincible, but they have their good wins against the good teams as well. And yes, they are a product of their schedule, perhaps to a certain degree, but You can only win the games that you can win in front of you. And Jeff Hobson will be joining us from Bengals.com momentarily so we can get into what's going on in Cincinnati and how they're feeling about both the Patriots and Sunday's game, which is ultra desperation mode for Ben's gals. The Pats are pretty much as good as everybody else right now. So, you know, do we think the national media dislikes the Patriots? Possibly, because there is some envy for, in 4 years' time, turning the entire operation around, getting your coach, decent roster, elite quarterback. I can understand the frustration others would feel for it, but am I going to say this team could beat any of the other six Super Bowl champ Patriots? Hell no.
I don't really care about the national media's perspective. They tend to be a little bit behind with what the developing storylines and what's actually happening in the locker room from week to week, which they got to cover all 32 teams. So it's a different beast that they tackle. But I think the most important thing with this Patriots team is, one, the quarterback is not fool's gold. Like, absolutely not. He's awesome. And even a little bit of a letdown is going to keep him in the category of being a top three quarterback for the rest of the season. Like, even if he comes down from this level of playing a little bit. On top of that, it's just a really resilient team. And that's why I do think that they have a good shot at making a long playoff drive, because they are they're a team that, like, gets punched in the mouth and then they get back up. Like, they take a nap and then they recover. And I don't think that there's, like I said, like, any one fatal flaw with this team where you're going to look at it and be like, Oh, okay. That's going to do them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Yes, they give up these scores at the beginning of the game. Yes, they struggle with the running game from week to week, depending on who they're seeing and who's healthy. Like, yes, they do lack depth, but you could probably come up with as many issues with any of these other teams, to your point, with the current parity in the league.
Yeah, and you know, the Patriots have done what they've done without their lead back the last couple of weeks, without their leading receiver as well. Guys like Stephon Diggs, Mac Hollins have stepped up on the receiving end. Travion Henderson had himself a time. And now Drake May referenced in that first clip that we ran at the start of the pod, Mego, they haven't even had a bye yet. That comes in 2 weeks after what we believe will be two winnable games. They did get the extra rest having played on Thursday Night Football, which I think will be great for them. One more comment before we welcome in our guy, Jeff Hobson, Framingham native from the town of Lou Maloney, no less, who works for Bengals.com, senior writer for Bengals.com. Tom Wolf, CPA, chimes in as he watches on YouTube Live here on Six Rings. Our Pats are a balanced and resilient team that no one wants to face in the playoffs. We are a complete team. People absolutely love this team. And yeah, they do just enough of everything. And it is led by Drake May. It's a QB heavy team. And speaking of QB heavy teams, we get the running back, we get the receiver back. However, another team doesn't get their lead receiver this week, but they do get perhaps their quarterback back, which I think, Mego, makes Sunday. Are you more excited about the game if Burrow plays?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how you're not. It's a much better game if Burrow plays. It goes back to kind of the Robert Spillane player delusion. What did he say? Player delusion, a delusional syndrome, whatever he called it, right? Where like I, and I'm curious to ask our guest about this. I saw two different statistical models that had the Bengals with a less than 1% chance of making the playoffs. So like, right, why is Burrow rushing back? I don't know. If he plays on Sunday though, yeah, you want to see, if you are a football fan,
yes,
you want to see Drake go toe-to-toe with the best in the league. And right now that includes, you saw it with Baker Mayfield, you saw it with Josh Allen, and you'll see it again. And you want to see it with Joe Burrow, like 100%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, here comes the pride of Framingham. Move over, Lou Maloney. Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com is in the house.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
We have no picture, but I imagine we have some audio. Jeff,
that's good. That's actually a good thing, probably. let me see what I can do here. I'm kind of nervous. I want to make sure I don't screw this up if Chad Finn is listening.
All right. With a shout out and a reference to the Boston media critic himself, Chad Finn, who I would like to point out, just in case he happens to come across this audio or our live broadcast, did celebrate his 56th birthday this week. So a belated happy birthday to Chad Finn. So Jeff,
I don't know what's going on, Fitzy. I don't know. I'm having a
don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, like I said, this is better. You can't see my 2018 Red Sox championship hat that I'm wearing.
That's so funny because you can probably see me. I imagine I'm wearing my 2013 Red Sox World Series champion.
Right, and I got a picture, and I got the picture framed here of Veritek stuffing his mitten A-Rod's mouth.
A-Rod's face. Iconic moments indeed. So wait, before we even get into the game preview, how does a guy like yourself, somebody who is, as we discussed in our emails leading up to the podcast today, are a couple of guys like us that are mass hole strong. How do you end up in the Natty?
Housing prices. And,
relatable.
And I couldn't hit like Lou Maloney.
One of our regular listeners / viewers, Joey Zaguire, who's watching right now on YouTube Live, said that you're wearing a virtual paper bag as a Bengals guy.
Joey, I got I get paid too, you know. I remember my first year on the beat, I asked a Bengals scout about a player. You know, it's about a week into the training camp, and he says, Paul Brown pays me for my opinion. He wouldn't tell me. He would, because Paul Brown paid him for his opinion. So Mike Brown pays me to write. So whatever you say, Joey.
That's right. That's, how long have you been with Bengals.com as well, Jeff?
2000. The beginning of the set. But I've been in Cincy since 90, or even before Lou Maloney, I think, was in the bigs.
Yeah, that's right. I actually have been to Cincinnati many times as well previously. I know it's a sick humble brag, but my college roommate was from there, so I've been out to Bengals games, Reds games, hung out. Yep. I've had more lunches at Skyline and more dinners at Montgomery's for the world famous ribs, Jeff, than I could even detail in two podcasts. Yep. So,
well, we got the great Mike Petraglia here too, who was
right. Trags is going to be on the afternoon show on WEI later. I get like the two best Bengals guys in one day talking Bengals Pats. This is awesome.
I tell you what, though, but Megan hit it right on the head when she talked about the national media. You know, they just, it's drive-by. I call it drive-by.
Hey.
They just drive-by, they take a shot, and they leave. You know, and they're about 6 weeks behind.
Yeah, it's a different job, right? Like, right. You got to be like a mile wide and an inch deep there. Whereas
I don't criticize them. They got a job to do.
Yeah, it's a different job. But since you are local, there are boots on the ground in Cincy. Wondering what the vibe is around Joe Burrow, what you can tell us about the expectations of what you're hearing, because I ask my fellow writers in the locker room, I'm always like, what do you think? What are tea leaves are you reading? Like, do you think Burrow's actually going to play? And it is really like 50-50, just opinions up in New England, us watching from afar.
Probably get that vibe a little bit here, although I think it's probably a little bit more optimistic because, you know, there was a lot of buzz yesterday in the room, but I can't tell if that's because of the players or the media, you know, because, because we get all jacked up because he's taking snaps from Teddy Karras, who's the first string center, you know, so immediately we jump to conclusions. So, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. They're 3-7. The guy's coming off a foot injury. Mm-hmm. You know, how fast do you want to, how do you even want to bring him back? How fast do you want to bring him back? He's staring at a Thanksgiving Day game in Baltimore where, you know, things haven't been too good for him, you know, the last 4 years. So, you know, maybe you do want to bring him back at home in a nice, you know, cozy Sunday 1 p.m. game. I don't know. You know, it could go a bunch of different ways, but I do know this about Burrow. He's a different guy, man. I mean, a lot of guys, I don't know how much he's making, but, you know, probably the cost of your guys' house there someplace if you're near Route 9, but he's making a pretty good check.
Yep.
And a lot of guys would be on an island right now. Instead, he's busting his ass to get back for a 3-7 team. And I think that says something. And I know what Megan said, the number's like less than 1%, but it always seemed like in the AFC North, it's a different deal because in the AFC North, kind of like the weather in Booth Bay Harbor. If you don't like it, wait 15 minutes. Same thing with the AFC North. Same thing with the AFC North. In 10 days, you know, this thing could be, God knows what it would look like. It's a demolition derby, the AFC North.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that. And look, I know coming back, it's the lamest name for an injury that can be very painful, lingering, and long term if you don't take care of it. Turf toe, right, Jeff?
Right.
And
right.
I know Burrow's had been beset sadly by a number of injuries. I think mostly due to shoddy line play, but also the fact that he lives to try to throw a touchdown another day, and there's right. just there's misfortune. But I'll be the first of many to say. Of all players in the NFL that don't wear a Patriots jersey, Joe Burrow is my absolute favorite. I love watching him play. Nothing like watching him throw a touchdown when they wear those iced out head to toe, all white Bengals, the white Bengal tiger outfit. Like he's it. He's got all that. He's got the charisma. He's got the swag. I love the fact that Joe Burrow doesn't talk to his family or his friends on Saturday, 'cause he goes into, you know, sicko mode or whatever he calls it. Like this guy's a whole show. And yeah, I mean, sure, they're 3-7. The Ravens are favored to win the division at 5-5. Pittsburgh's very fallible. The Browns are a clown show right now. And yeah, if you come back and you will your team to win in a great quarterback showdown Sunday against Drake, and then somehow you pull one off on Thanksgiving against the Ravens, well, next thing you know, yeah, your defense is fallible and you're not great, but you're 5-7 and you have an outside shot. And that's the thing that makes him coming back Sunday scary, Jeff, is he has that will to win.
Yeah, I mean, he's just different, you know, and that's what the guys were talking about in the locker room is, you know, when Teddy was saying this, I mean, of course, Teddy was asked the obligatory, you know, Tom comparisons. And, you know, I think where Ted sees the similarities, I think, is no matter the obstacle, you know, they're going to overcome it or try to overcome it. And, you know, that's been the guy's career. You know, I guess the wildcat in this thing right now is, is the defense. You know, the defense looked like they kind of got the wheels back on in Pittsburgh. They gave up 20 points. And, you know, but they haven't seen a guy like me in a while, you know, a guy that can kind of, you know, to me, he looks like it's the second coming of Josh Allen to me.
Is that the feel in Cincinnati for what Drake's been able to accomplish?
You know, they fear his legs as much as his arm. So I think, and you know, but I think that it's the same deal in Pittsburgh. These guys, Bengals are going to have to stop the run. They've been really, you know, they've been porous there, but the Steelers tried to pound it at them Sunday and they couldn't do it, and they need another effort like that. Because really, like those two Patriot backs, you know, they kind of get thunder and lightning there. And, you know, that's I think, scary for this club. But I think, like I said, I think they've got their and I think, you know, if Burrow does play, you know, that's worth a touchdown for this defense. You know, I mean, plus or minus, you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, but Burrow, you know, the Burrow factor, what is it? If you know, and the thing is, we're kind of forgetting about Flacco, but. You know, for four games, they were the number one offense in the league with Flacco, which
he was awesome, which
to me is unbelievable. I mean, he's practiced like twice or something.
It's right? Like when Baker Mayfield went to L.A., yeah. He flew in. He got, you know, coming off of a miserable stint in Carolina. And, you know, McVay puts a little special L.A. sauce on him and it restarts his career. Flacco has been awesome for you guys as well. 12 touchdowns and two picks or something like that.
Yeah, in like about five practices, he's still got a name tag on. I think, hello, my name is Joe Flacco. But I think that it shows you how good their pass offense is, too, I think. You know, say what you will, but, I mean, you know, they finished last season with Burrow, number one pass offense in the league, got a completely different quarterback who's barely been there, number one pass offense in the league. So, you know, for a stretch. So, I mean, you know, of course – you know, the other wild card now is you don't have number one. So,
yeah, Jeff, I was wondering about with Jamar Chase. Do you see that incident, his spitgate action, as a one-off in the moment, like heated exchange that he had? Or do you feel that that's a symptom of the overall feelings on the team and disappointment, and like is that manifesting through him, something bigger that's going on with the team right now?
No, you know, maybe I'm too much of a house guy, but I just see it as an AFC, just another AFC. You never know what you're going to get in an AFC North game, okay? And plus, it's the Jalen Ramsey factor. Mm-hmm. A.J. Green, nicest guy in the world. Not a miserable bone in his body, right? And Jalen Ramsey forced him to get – I mean, he went nuts on Jalen Ramsey. And they both got tossed out of the game in 2017. Now, I'm not – you know, obviously, Jamal went over the line. Zach Taylor said that. You can't spit on anybody. But I see it more as a Jalen Ramsey Steelers AFC North thing rather than some kind of a big picture symptom problem.
So obviously, I think it'd be safe to assume, Jeff, that T. Higgins elevates to the one. How will the Bengals offense, because you've been around them and seen them enough, and how they sort of morph and mutate depending on who's injured and who's available? Would Yoshivas then become the two? And is Gesicki going to be back to help out at tight end just as a receiver on Sunday as well?
Read my mind, Fitzy. You've obviously done your homework. Higgins is a number one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not going to – he's going to be the number one. He's a number one, which is unbelievable. They got two guys like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Joe Flacco going crazy. He didn't have two guys like that for a decade in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So Higgins, okay. Higgins is one. He'll probably get the great Christian Gonzalez, who's having a hell of a year. Great player, 6'1", long, physical. They got high regard from here, so I would imagine that he'll be involved with Higgins. After that, I think you're right. You know, I think Yoshivas gets promoted to two. I think Gesicki, he hasn't played in a month. He's had the pectoral. If he'd been healthy, he'd be the two. You know, he would jump up there. He'd be a two just as much as Yoshi would be a two. But I don't know where he is health wise and will he play? You know, Tinsley is the fourth guy. He'll be the third guy. He hasn't played very much, but he's one of these feel good stories. A guy who's been around for 3 years, finally getting a shot. He's got a touchdown pass this year, not from Flacco, not from Burrow, but from Jake Browning. So, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Troy Walters about this, who's the wide receivers coach. Bengals, Patriots fans probably know Walters from his days as a backup Colts receiver. You know, and he one game he came in, he played for Marvin Harrison, caught 88 yards. You know, he's playing with the Lions. Calvin Johnson didn't play. He jumped in. He caught the game-winning touchdown pass. Who's it going to be? You don't know. It depends how they're going to play it. But you know, Chase Brown is he's an effective guy in both the run and the pass. He could be used more in the pass game. One of the games that Jamai didn't play 3 years ago in Pittsburgh, they won it because Samaje Perine, their running back, caught three touchdown passes out of the backfield. Perine's not playing this week. He's got an ankle injury, but Chase Brown is a better player than he was in 2023. And so it's going to be interesting to see because they really haven't had the 3-2 without Jamal down through the years, but this is the first time with this group of guys. And then you get all these wild cards in, you know, Burrow may be back, get Flacco daily practices. So it's, it's just kind of, you really don't know, you know, it's like they always tell you, Fitzy, when you ask a question, they tell you, they won't answer you. They'll just say, buy a ticket.
So Jeff, my final question about this preview, your defense, the Bengals defense, I should say, is last in just about every statistical category in the NFL. So is this going to be the week that Drake May finally puts up 300 passing yards? Or is it going to be 400 passing yards?
Nah, I don't know. I think the Bengals secondary is now they're missing their other starting cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt, but they've got a bunch of good corners that can run and cover. So I think if there's a big game to be had out there, it would be on the run. I can't see them picking on DJ Turner and Dax Hill for, you know, 400 yards. I mean, I could see May throwing for three bills, I guess, but I don't think the Bengals are an easy team to pass on. I know what the numbers look like, but I think you want to, I don't think you want to throw against Dax Hill and D DJ Turner.
So 150 yard game for Travion Henderson, maybe.
Could be. I don't know. You know, he seems like he's, you know, he either pops one or he doesn't, you know, but he's a dangerous guy. Stevenson's a dangerous guy. I mean, Henderson scares me and Stevenson scares. Those are the two guys. The three guys that scare me are May, Stevenson, and Henderson. Cause I think that, you know, I think May's just a terrific athlete. And I think, you know, I think McDaniels has handled him really perfectly. You know, I mean, I think he done a great job of him. And so that's to me, the legs are, I think what the Bengals have to focus on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of curious. Last one for me, Jeff, you know, what the Cincinnati it's frustrating for a lot of people that want to root for the Bengals and, or that do root for the Bengals in the Cincinnati area. And all the hoodays out there, because there's everything that should say this team should be fun. They should be a perpetual contender. But yet for some reason or another, it's the line or Burrow gets hurt or it's the defense. And it always seems to be one thing after another. And the Patriots were starting to creep into one thing after another territory as well, following, you know, Belichick's demolition of Mac Jones's psyche and then losing control of the roster and then Gerard Mayo. And it was starting to feel like a dysfunctional organization and welcome to being like everybody else. And then now all of a sudden May ascends, McDaniels does his work in the lab, and Mike Vrabel restores order in house craft. They're 9-2. They look like they're going to be a high playoff seed, but then there's that whole narrative, like we were discussing at the top, you know, the Patriots could be fool's gold. What is your take on how good this Pats team, regardless of how Sunday shakes out, what is your take on how good this team could be over the long run in this parity riddled season?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, look, I Bengals fans, you know, hey, look, I'm pissed. You know, I'm frustrated at the Red Sox. Get a first baseman and let's go. Let's get a corner guy. All right.
Come on, Alonso. Jeff and I are just sitting here on a football podcast begging you to come to Quincy, baby.
You know, I mean, so look, I understand why Bengals fans are pissed off. I think fans in general are pissed off. So, look, you know, the Bengals have been there and they'll get back. They get Burrow. You know, it was just, you know, 3 years ago they were in their second straight AFC championship game. So, yeah. Things happen. I mean, a year ago, they wanted to do away with Elliot Wolf at City Hall. And now he's the toast of New England. The Patriots, Vrabel, one of the best coaches in the league. He makes that, I mean, they're 9-2 and they're going to be in the playoffs and they're going to do damage in the playoffs because Vrabel is solid. He's as solid as they come. He's very regarded here. He's an Ohio State guy. His teams in Tennessee played the same way. And it's interesting. Burrow was 3-0 against Vrabel when they were in Tennessee, but tough, hard games, 20-16, the 19-16 AFC divisional at the gun that McPherson won. But that's the way Mike play his teams. They don't make mistakes. They don't beat themselves. And you give him May instead of Tannehill. And Mike Vrabel is a very dangerous man.
All right. So on Sunday, I got to score. Full disclosure, I think the Bengals can put up a few. And Burrow, if he plays, easily goes over 250. Two passing touchdowns, one for Chase Brown on the ground as well. Tough to run against the Patriots, but they're now without Milton Williams until the end of December as well. I got Pats 34, Bengals 24. Mego, what do you got?
Gosh, I'm going to think about this for a minute. Give me Pats 31, Bengals 17. I think it's a pretty big win for the Patriots.
I don't know what the over is, but I'm kind of hoping or thinking that it should go over. It depends. I mean, if Gesicki comes back, Yoshivas is one of the better threes that can play like a two in a heartbeat. And Chase Brown has 100-yard games in his sleep and gets frustrated when Colston Loveland gets left wide open at the end of a game that you guys should have won against the Bears. That one still blows my mind, Jeff. How do you see it shaking out, my friend?
I'm just going law of averages, man. I watched the game where they blocked the field goal, returned a kick for a touchdown, and recovered an onside kick, and they didn't win. So, in this building, the last two games I've lost here have been unbelievable. With Burrow or Flacco back, I think there's a little bit of adjustment there. Maybe they can catch the Pats napping. I don't think they're gonna. I think the Bengals defense, I think, has figured it out. I think the offense will be better than they were against Pittsburgh. I see a tight one at the end. I think Vrabel and Burrow have another tight one, a little bit more high scoring than those Titans Bengals game. I see McPherson at the gun, 27-24. Burrow.
Oh, look at that. I love it.
If Burrow or Flacco plays, but I'm telling you, with Burrow, if he plays, I'm telling you, man, he always writes a story that he's just got this ability to do something. I don't know if you can say this on the air, but he's just the holy shit factor.
Yes, you can. This is a podcast, my friend. He does have a holy shit factor. He probably wants to put one on the Patriots as well, because you guys opened the 2024 season with a loss to the Patriots in a game you had no business losing. And that kept the best offense in the NFL at the end of last season out of the playoffs. And I personally, considering the Pats were a shit show, I was pissed because I wanted to watch Burrow just rip through the AFC last year and make his way to the Super Bowl. But yeah, here we go.
I'm just going to say shit because everybody else said shit. So.
Man.
She's the best. Honestly, she's the best podcast co-host in the world. She supports the host. She drops S-bombs. She knows her football. She gets great quotes from Steph Diggs. It's awesome.
She's that's great. I know you couldn't say shit on Guy Manoa in the 70s. 2-5-4-5-6-7-8. I know you couldn't say that.
Oh, man, this is what a pleasure. You know, our boss said, reach out to Jeff Hobson. He's great. He'll be perfect for the podcast. And we got a guy who's cheering for the Sox, who tells the tale of the Bengals and is Mass Hole Strong through and through. Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for making some time for us, buddy. We really appreciate it. And listen, next time I'm out that way, I'll keep your number. I don't know if you play golf. We can go play a crappy round together. But I'm good for a beer and a brat at Oktoberfest or a burger sometime.
That's good. That's very good. And I'm sorry I don't have a camera, because I would flip you the Route 9 salute. But you guys have been great. And I really, it's a big thrill being on EEI. I listened to the station 162 days a year. So to be on with where Lou Maloney and Rob Bradford are on, that's a big day for me.
All right. Yay, baseball. I'll make sure Will Fleming and Will Middlebrook shout you out sometime too. All right. This has been our guy, Jeff Hobson, checking in from Bengals.com for our Behind Enemy Lines preview here on Six Rings. You can give him a follow at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, just how my brother spells it. Hobson like Butch, C-I-N. That's Mego. You read her, you know her, you love her. You hear her on the weekends at Megan_Ottolini. And this is your old pal, Nick Stevens, a.k.a. Fitzy GFY, saying thank you for tuning in to Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bundle up, stay safe. And it sounds like we're going to have a dandy on Sunday out in the Natty. I'll talk to you on the Six Rings postgame show. Looking forward to Mego's negativity and everything else. Take care. Have a great one, Jeff. And let's go Pats.
Thanks, guys.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.